أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن المنافقين يخادعون الله وهو خادعهم وإذا قاموا إلى الصلاة قاموا كسالى يراءون الناس ولا يذكرون الله إلا قليلا. The discussion for quite a while is about the munafiqeen, those who haven't got iman in their heart. Outwardly they show they got iman. About the kafirin, who are the open non-believers, and about the murtadeen, those who accept Islam and then again go out of the fold of Islam. With regard to and about the Bani Israel, the Jews and the Christians, the Mufassirin raised one question here, that the Quran will not be read by these people, by the Munafiqeen, the Kafirin, etc. It will be read by the Muslims. So why is this mentioned so much in the Quran Sharif, which the Muslims are going to read? Two reasons they give. One is that we must recognize them, that these are the enemies of Allah, enemies of Deen, our enemies, and we must have nothing to do with them. And the other is that we must not become like that. We must be on our guard. We must not be thinking that we are all right, but in the meantime, these qualities have come in us. So yeah, particularly, we should think about ourselves, that are these qualities in us or not? Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ. البتہ منافق دغا بازی کرتے ہیں اللہ سے. Undoubtedly, this munafiq, they try and do down Allah. They try and disobey Allah. They give dhoka, deceive Allah Ta'ala. That is, that outwardly they show they are Muslims, but inside they are not Muslims. It's a deception they are making. So they are deceiving Allah Ta'ala. But in reality it is, وَهُوَ خَادِعُهُمْ اور وَهِ اُنْكُ دَدُغَا دَدَا. But in reality it is Allah who is giving them a deception. That they thinking that they are fooling the Muslims, fooling Allah Ta'ala, that we are acting like believers, we are acting like Muslims. But inside they don't have that. So Allah Ta'ala is deceiving them and giving them a deception. That is, that outwardly Allah is letting them live normally in this world. They are enjoying the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, but inwardly Allah is angry and upset with them. And when the time will come, Allah will take them to very, very severe tasks. So it is a deception they are living in. They are thinking they are deceiving Allah and the believers, but actually they are in a very big deception. And we should also think about ourselves, that we must also have the reality of iman in our hearts. It mustn't be just that we thinking we have got iman, but this is not there. And we can test it on these lines which Allah Ta'ala has explained here. وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى. اور جب کھرے ہو نماز کو تو کھرے ہو وہ ہارے جیتے سے. And when they stand up for namaz, they stand up lazily. That is, they haven't got that real desire for namaz. It is like they are forced to make namaz. So we also should see, is it perhaps the family that is forcing us because of we have to show society that we are making namaz, or are we really making namaz of our own true desire, that I have to fulfill the commandment of Allah Ta'ala and I have to perform my namaz. We also must check ourselves whether it is just outwardly that we are making namaz, but we are lazy, we haven't got that keenness for namaz. Yura'un an-nas, lubuk ke dikhane ko, to show people, whether it is like students, for example, they make namaz just for roll call, some of them just for the roll call. Or do we come here that if we don't come, people will ask about us. People will think this person doesn't make namaz. So is it for that reason we are coming? Or are we coming really sincerely for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala? So are we doing it for show? Those are the signs of the munafiq. They only do it for show. And very others accept that وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا اور یاد نہ کرے اللہ کو مگر تھوڑا سا. And they don't remember Allah but very little bit. That is, in the namaz, how much did we remember Allah? We made our namaz. Namaz was exclusive for Allah Ta'ala. Aqimi salata li dhikri, that establish your namaz solely for my remembrance. But we just made our fajr now, and we all can think, how much did I think of Allah Ta'ala? How much did I think of the akhirah? How much did I think that my real purpose of life is to make the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala? How much did we think about that? And so the munafiqeen, they remember Allah but very little bit. And of course, consider us, do we even a little bit remember Allah Ta'ala? That is one explanation. Another explanation Mufassireen give, that besides namaz, they don't make the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. We also should consider whether we make the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. And on the other hand, a Muslim, a true Muslim, every time he's got on his tongue, Alhamdulillah, MashaAllah, InshaAllah, all that is on his tongue, dhikr of Allah is on his tongue. We should consider whether we say InshaAllah, whether we say Alhamdulillah, any good news, is there any dhikr on our tongue? For the whole day we are talking and we are blabbering away all the time. But is there any dhikr of Allah, any remembrance of Allah? And the actual sitting down and remembering Allah Ta'ala, that is also a great requirement. Do we make the dhikr of Allah? On this we can see what Allah has warned us about, that what the munafiqeen are and why they are described so much in the Quran Sharif, that we don't become like them. That we perhaps become like them. We should consider also that these are the qualities of the munafiqeen, and they perhaps in us also. So it's a warning for us before that final time comes when we will have to leave this world, and then it will be a different matter. If we made deen our object, the pleasure of Allah, akhirat our object, or like the people of dunya, the munafiqeen, they have made dunya their object, and they want to live it up in the dunya and have the fun and enjoyment of dunya, and about deen they hardly consider it. So Allah give us tawfiq to check ourselves and correct ourselves and make our object the pleasure of Allah, akhirat, the deen of Allah Ta'ala, the ibadat of Allah, the dhikr of Allah. May Allah make that our object of life. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah. Thank you.